Epiphany. Noun. E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y. Plural. Epiphanies. I-E-S. Language of origin, Middle English, Late Latin, Late Greek. Definition 1. A Christian festival observed on January 6th commemorating the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles in the persons of the Magi, the 12th and final day of Christmas. The 12th and final day of Christmas. Well, I don't know about you, but that just sounds so final. Complete, absolute, Epiphany. The day that we use to mark the end of a long journey taken thousands of years ago, a journey that ended, as so many do, with an arrival. We know very little about this journey, or about the wise men who took it. We know that when we put out our nativity scenes every single year, they're always the ones who are dressed so royally and regally among the others, usually in long robes of purple and green and blue, crowns upon their head, so different than the other humble figurines of shepherds and sheep. Who are they really? Where are they from? Have we ever really stopped to ask ourselves why they are there? After all, these are not just ordinary wise men we're talking about. No, no, these are the wise men. These are the wisest of the wisest, the magi, well-versed in topics such as astronomy, magic, prophecy. They prefer to live away from the rest of the world, secluded, so that they can be left alone with their books, left to let their great minds ponder all the important questions of their time. When a king or a leader wants to know if now is the right time to go to war, they call the magi, who interpret the stars and tell them of the prophecies. When a parent is seeking a cure for their child who just can't seem to get better, it is the magi that look up different mythological elements in plants. They are the ones who have all of the answers. So why do we find them in Bethlehem? So far from home, so drenched with people, so far away from books and telescopes, their work, their prophecies, everything they know and love. They are the wisest of the wise. What could they possibly have to learn? They're not Jewish. This Jewish prophecy, it should mean nothing to them, one of dozens they look after. And yet, at the sight of a star in the sky, they begin a journey, not quite knowing where that journey may lead them. Matthew tells us for sure of one place that it took the Magi, into their very own heart of darkness, Jerusalem, the city of King Herod, an ancient ruler of the world who was determined to possess as much power as he could for as long as possible. Highly unliked by the Jews for the taxes that he forced upon them. Oh, he knows that there are many, many in that city who would just love to see King Herod replaced. And like any unliked, unpopular, paranoid leader, He has eyes and ears everywhere over Jerusalem. It's not long after their arrival that King Herod hears word of the Magi passing through Jerusalem, asking about a king that is not King Herod, a king that is king of the Jews. He knows that he cannot simply let these Magi leave. He consults with his advisors and the temple priests and grows more fearful at what they say. This prophecy, this king of the Jews, it has merit in Jewish text. Not that he believes it, of course. Why would he believe it? But then again, these are not just ordinary men in Jerusalem telling stories about a fictional person trying to rally the masses against him. No, these are the Magi. King Herod knows, just as any ruler of that time had known, that the true danger here would be if he does not take this visit, does not take this prophet seriously. Oh, but how to handle it? Oh, that's the question. He can't leave Jerusalem. Of course not. Someone might try to steal his throne while he's away. And in fact, if he were to go with the Magi, that's only going to give this prophecy more credit. That'll lead to unrest. No, no. King Herod knows he is strongest right where he is in Jerusalem. What to do? He calls the Magi to him as he devises a new plan. "You go to Bethlehem for me," King Herod requests. "Find this child, this king of the Jews, and when you do, return here. Tell me of his exact location so that I don't have to waste any time and can go and worship this new king myself." Their plan in place, an order taken, a star to guide them in their way, the Magi continue on, and on, and on, and on, and on, dry, arid, hot, day after day, frigid, cold, night after night. Do you want the truth? The one that's going to change that image in your head, maybe even the nativity that you put out year after year. According to Matthew, when the Magi arrive in Bethlehem, Jesus is not a baby. The Greek word he uses for child here does not mean infant, but rather toddler. According to Matthew, when the Magi arrive, they find a child of 2 or 3. Perhaps sitting outside on his mother's lap, marveling at a butterfly, wondering at the world around him. It's not quite the picture that we've grown up with for the Magi. But does that make it any less special or spectacular, any less of a miracle? Not at all. Epiphany. Definition 2. A sudden intuitive insight into the essential meaning of something, usually initiated by some simple, commonplace occurrence or experience. That's it. The wisest of the wise, the ones that kings and queens call upon to interpret the stars, the ones who can read language after language, the ones who have nothing left to learn are dumbstruck. They fall down at the sight of this child and worship. Their journey ends with an epiphany. For this is the moment that is not just a prophecy. This is the moment that it is more than words or an ancient text. This is the moment that it becomes real and true. It's alive, and it is a child, a king for Jews and Gentiles, for shepherds and royalty alike, for now and for the next generation and the next forever and ever. Glory in the highest and peace to all people. That is the epiphany that ends the journey of the Magi. What epiphany ends yours? We have had a wonderful journey together over these last 6 weeks, haven't we? A journey that started in December with Advent, with 5 unlit candles. We watched as one by one they were lit, as the world around us transformed. Buildings were suddenly draped in color. Christmas trees glowed from our neighbors' yards. Even the grumpiest of grumpy neighbors could be heard humming "Deck the Halls" under their breath. So now what? The 12th and last day of Christmas. Well, according to that definition, it's over. As we herald the new year, we move on. We take down the trees and the lights. We stop the singing. We go on and stop all the fun giving that we've been doing. Go back to life as we knew it in November. Go back the way we came. Or could it be that last line of the scripture that is the most important of the Magi's journey? They went back by another route. If the journey of the Magi can teach us anything, it is perhaps that there is always more to learn, to discover. Church for an hour every Sunday is a great start. But this can't be the end of it. We have to be willing to take in more than we already know, to experience an epiphany of our own week after week, not just during Advent and Christmas. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul says we are heirs of a great promise, that it is our responsibility to tell others, to share what we know. That can't be done if we let our faith rot until Lent comes along. TNT, the circles, even Sunday school, it's not just for kids, you know, though an argument could be made for all kids 1 to 92. These are the places that we're supposed to go, that we're supposed to grow and to learn, to ask questions, to dig deeper into our faith and tide us over until the next celebration begins. These are the places we are to go to give us the opportunity throughout the year for epiphanies. Plural. We have to be always journeying. Always seeking answers, eager to learn more about this child that will one day grow into the man who has saved us all. Today is Epiphany, and we have the remarkable opportunity to end it with an epiphany. Or, if you prefer, Epiphany, a Christian festival observed on January 6th, commemorating the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles in the persons of the Magi, the 12th and final day of Christmas. Which are you celebrating today? The end of a journey or the beginning of one? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.